Heart of Rage by James Swallow. Performed by Toby Longworth.
In the blood-warm gloom, amid the shrouding, cloying thickness of the air, the heart beat on. A clock ticking towards death, a ceaseless rhythm echoing through his body. A cadence that inched him, pulse by throbbing pulse, towards the raging madness of the thirst. Clouds of ruby and darkness billowed about him, surrounded him, dragged him roaring into the void, damned and destined to surrender to it. These were the enemies that he and all his kindred could never defeat. The unslakable red thirst and its terrible twin, the berserker fury of the black rage. Woven like threads of poison through the tapestry of his DNA, the bane gift of his lord and master, 10,000 years dead. Sanguinius. The power of the Primarch's angelic splendor and matchless strength filled him. And yet, the other face of that golden coin was dark. Dark as rage, dark as fury, darker than any hell-spawned curse upon creation. The malevolent mirror of the beast inside every brother of the Blood Angels chapter. Brother Codicier Garas Nord knelt upon the chapel's dun-colored flagstones, hunched forward in prayer. His broad frame was alone before the simple iron altar. Wan light cast by biolumes threw hollow color over his face. The glow caught the deep, rich red of his right shoulder pauldron and the sigil of his chapter, a winged drop of crimson blood. It glittered upon the matrix of fine crystal about his bowed head, where the frame of a psychic hood rose from his gorget. Nord's eyes were closed, but his senses were open. His hands tightened into fists. The ominous echoes of the dream still clung to him, defeating his every attempt to banish them. He released a sigh. Visions were no stranger to him. They were as much a tool to his kind as the hood or the force axe sheathed upon his back. Nord had the sight, the twisted blessing of psionic power, and with it he fought alongside his brothers in the Adeptus Astartes to bolster them upon the field of conflict. In his time he had seen many things. Great horrors spilling into the world from the mad realms of the warp, forms that pulled at reason with their sheer monstrosity, darkness, and hate. And once in a while, a glimpse of something, a possibility, a future. It had saved his life on Ixion. When prescience turned his head, a split second before a las bolt cut through the air, he still wore the burn scar from that near hit across his cheek, livid against his face. But this was different. No flash of reflex, just a dream, over and over. He could not help but wonder, was it also a warning? If the spirit of Sanguinius were to beckon him towards a death, then he prayed that it would be a noble sacrifice, an ending not in the wild madness of the black rage, but one forged in honor. A death worthy of his Primarch, worthy of one who had perished protecting Holy Terra and the Emperor himself from the blades of arch-traitors.